that water's cold. You've been listening to Revolution Surf here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave, joined with Adam and Greg this week.
Ooh.
And we came back from a set there of kind of monster-themed surf rock. And, just spooky monster-themed things in that set.
Yeah, some surf and monsters seem to go really well together for some reason.
A creature from the Black Lagoon, you know, looks like he has some buoyancy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Floats.
Yeah.
They all float down there.
They all float. Okay.
What? I just want to say, as a personal anecdote, I always struggle to say Creature from the Black Lagoon and not Blue Lagoon. Those would be two completely separate films.
Very different.
Very different. Yeah. But anyway, with that said, we ended off there with not a monster, but a phantom. In fact, someone surfing with a phantom.
Yeah, we heard Traditional Fools, which is an early band of Ty Segall. He plays drums and sings, I believe, on that album. And anyways, we heard Surfing with a Phantom, and you heard him at the beginning of that song with his maniacal laugh. That comes from a 2016 release called Fool's Gold. Before that, we heard some more obscure stuff that Greg brought.
Yeah, so I brought a few from my own collection. Before the Traditional Fools, we heard The Storms with Tarantula off the 1959. It was a B-side to Thunder. Before that, we heard The Ventures with The Bat. That was from Ventures in Space, which came out in 1964. Before that was The Munsters, which was a weird novelty record that also came out in 1964. And kind of British Invasion, Beatles influence, kind of pop rock, but had nothing to do with The Munsters, but they're on the cover. And cashing in on the Monster Mania of 1964. And before that, we heard another one from 1964, The Deadly Ones, Monster Surfin' Time, from the album Monster Surfin' Time.
Very cool stuff. Thanks for bringing those monster tracks.
Hit those monster waves.
Monster waves.
On the monster beach.
Maybe on an eerie beach, like the song we heard from the Munsters.
Yeah.
Hot dang.
But anyways, we're going to continue next with more music. We're almost through here, actually, with this edition of Revolution Surf. Mark Kazmaier is up next with the Cowboys and Indies program at 9. We're going to hear a couple more tracks here, and we may come back briefly before the end of the show. But what are we going to hear to start off the next set?
I know, just to prove that there's some beautiful beaches here in Canada, let's get with some Canadian surf rock, starting with Toronto's own The Suffragettes, or pardon me, The Surfragettes. I did that intentionally,
yes,
I swear.
I got it.
Thank you. Very timely, considering the movie is now on DVD, we have Priscilla from their album Roller Fink here on Revolution Surf. Well, time to wax up your boards, put them away. David, I'm sorry. Did you want to say something?
No, it's not my show.
Dave, joking aside, I really enjoyed this episode of Revolution Surf, the annual Surf Rock special we do here on Rev Rock. Dave, this has been a tradition really since the first year of Revolution Rock. You're going strong.
Not since the first year.
Since the second year of Revolution Rock. The third year of Revolution
Rock. I don't actually know what year it was, but it wasn't the first year.
Was it the first 5 years?
It was within that first.
Since the inception of Revolution Rock's first quarter decade of existence. Thank you for this, and let's just call back what we heard.
Okay, what did we hear, Adam, there?
We heard some tracks there from Canadian artists coming from Quebec. We heard some stuff from the Babylonies. We heard False Start, which was their B-side to the Winter Nationalist single. As mentioned, that was off of High Tide Records.
I believe so, yes.
That was just released the other year. Another more recent release that we heard was from a Vancouver band called Super Crystal. They have an EP, simply titled EP. We heard Breaka from that. And then starting things off, we heard from the Suffragettes from Toronto from their Roller Fink LP with the track Priscilla. And that just about does it for this edition of Revolution Surf. Before we go, though, Greg, thank you for bringing some monster great tracks and selections to the show. And thanks for being a guest host.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
And I just want to add, check out The Ugly Vision on Instagram to follow Greg's art.
Yeah.
Including a great piece that he did for tonight's episode. Very appropriate for your spooky themed surf set. So, yeah.
If you like spooky art and gig posters, I'm your lady.
Just wine and dine.
All right. Visit that, follow that, buy all the stuff you can. We're going to end off the show with two tracks if we have time. Actually, I think we will have time. So we're going to hear actually a Sadie's track.
We actually saw those Sadie's last night at Meteor Downtown Windsor. They played this exact song. So
yeah, we'll hear Rat Creek, which came from Pure Diamond Gold. And if time, we're also going to hear the Just Brothers with Sliced Tomatoes.
Yeah, 1972 track that you might recognize because it was sampled in a very, very popular song.
All right, so that does it for this year's edition of Revolution Surf. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week, same time, same frequency here with Revolution Rock on CJAM 99.1 FM and also syndicating throughout Canada.